I invite the congregation to rise as you are able for a time of prayers of the church. And as you'll notice, the prayers today are patterned off of certain events that happened in Holy Week. And then we offer our petitions behind those moments. Let us pray to the Lord that he may hear us on behalf of the people of God and all people as they have need. Lord Jesus, although knowing about Judas' plans, you arranged for the Passover, which foreshadowed the Lord's Supper. Strengthen the faith of your people here and wherever the sacrament is celebrated as we receive the forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation, which come to us through your body and blood. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, although their Lord, at table you taught your disciples the nature of true servanthood. Guide and direct all who work in the healing professions, in police departments and armed forces, in all levels of government, and in the cultivation and distribution of crops, that they see themselves as your servants for the common good and be given the wisdom and guidance they need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, although Peter spoke confidently, you know that in weakness he would deny you. Yet you said he would turn and strengthen his brothers. Strengthen all those whose faith is weak, those who face this day burdened by their past errors, and all who cannot comprehend the depth of your love, that they realize and rejoice in the forgiveness you so freely offer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the garden, although you prayed in anguish, you asked that the Father's will be done. We remember before you, especially those we list today, John and Holly, Bob, Beth, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Janine, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Pamela, Steve, Alan, Sarah, Iggy, Marlene, Kathleen, Jonathan, Nicole, Brian, Dwayne, Sandy, Kyle, Melissa, Anna, Jean, for Mike, Deanna, those who are traveling at the end of spring break, and Lord, also for the gift of life for Sage and the gift to her parents and grandparents, Mike and Elaine. Grant courage to each person and all who struggle with sudden crisis or long-term illness, all who are near death, and all who languish, unjustly imprisoned and discriminated against, that they rely on your gracious plan. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
On the cross, although facing death yourself, you promise paradise to a criminal and proclaim the payment for our sins finished. Grant that your Holy Spirit open the ears of those who have not yet heard the gospel in terms they can understand and believe, that they rejoice with us in the forgiveness of sins and the paradise that awaits all who rely on your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
At the end, although you could not do anything physically, you committed your spirit to the Father. It is into your hands, Heavenly Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.